Last week, Interior Department scientists opened four giant tubes at the Glen Canyon Dam on the Colorado River, upstream from the Grand Canyon. The resulting flood was intended to stir up some 800,000 metric tons of sediment in an effort to restore some of the Grand Canyon's eroded beaches. For an update on the experiment, we've called Denny Fenn, director of the Southwest Biological Science Center in Flagstaff, Arizona. Thank you for joining us.
Glad to do it, Leanne.
So what kind of results are you seeing so far?
Well, we won't have any real quantitative numbers for a while yet as we bring all the data and everything back into the lab and all the samples to analyze, but some of the anecdotal information we've had from some of our scientists stationed on the rivers, they were seeing the beaches and some of the sandbars just below the surface of the water beginning to build even as they were standing there taking their samples. So we're hopeful. We're encouraged at this point.
Is it possible to know what effect this is going to have on the people who live nearby?
The benefit that will come actually to the river runners, both the commercial and private river runners, that come some 30,000 of them that come down through the Grand Canyon every year. If we restore those beaches, then there's more habitat for them, more land for them to put their campsites on and to enjoy rest stops as they go down along the river. There really isn't a lot of people that live in the canyon itself, but that'll be the major benefit is to the recreational user along the river.
So nobody's losing water as a result of this?
No, the water that was released, that 60,000 acre feet of water that was released during this experimental high flow, just flowed down through the Grand Canyon and dumped into Lake Mead, where it's stored there, ready for delivery into the lower basin states of California, Arizona, and Nevada for human use down there.
Will you be doing it again? Are there going to be other control floods?
Well, one of the reasons for this experiment was to see if we could refine and learn from the 1996 first experimental flow. And this one was designed based on that, and we hope we can refine that even further. And eventually what we'd like to do is be able to give the Bureau of Reclamation and folks that manage the dam a tool they can use to help protect the resources within Grand Canyon National Park without wasting extraordinary amounts of water that don't produce electricity as they flow around the dam.
You were there, right, when they let the water go. What did it look like?
Well, you know, when the water comes out of the dam, it's clear. Clear water now because the sediment settled out up in Lake Powell, and so clear water is released. By the time it got 14 miles down the river to Lee's Ferry, and then the time it got another 10 or 20 miles down through Marble Canyon towards the mouth of the Little Colorado River, it was muddy brown again. It had taken over. It once again recovered its historic Spanish name, Colorado, which is what the early Spanish explorers named it because of its reddish-brown color. So it picked up a large volume of sediment and changed from clear water to muddy brown water very quickly as it flowed down through the canyon.
And was the flow, you know, sort of fast and dramatic?
It was. It probably almost doubled in its velocity, and it was a pretty wild ride going down through the system there.
Denny Fenn is director of the Southwest Biological Science Center. Thanks a lot for your time.
Glad to do it, Leanne.